Hi, this is Harry Manx, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
To the Lord knows where. Oh Lord of me, no. Oh Lord of my will. Run it to the Lord knows where. Says the hobo, oh man, give me some. Oh, I believe I'm sinking down. Oh Lord of me, no. Oh Lord of my, oh, I believe I'm sinking down. Oh, I believe I'm sinking down. Says the hobo, oh man, give me some. Oh, I believe I'm sinking down. Oh Lord of me, no. Oh
believe I'm sinking down. Oh, I believe I'm sinking down.
Lovely way to start. Fond memories for me, because that was recorded on the top deck of the boat here, 2009, some years ago. Harry Manx and the 20-string Mohan Veena. Harry Manx out of Canada. He starts a UK tour in 10 days' time. One date in London, all the rest are in the north. I'm going to miss him. I'm hoping to get him down at the boat, but I think it's probably a faint hope. And the good news is that if you're a follower of Harry Manx, you will know 8 million people found out. He was passing through Chicago. And as is often the case, the guitar arrived on the luggage conveyor belt before he got through immigration, because American immigration can take time if you're not American. And by the time he got there, the Mohan Veena had gone. On the CCTV, they saw somebody walking off with it. He sort of posted on Facebook and on Twitter and things that he'd lost the guitar. I did, and many of us, thousands of us, shared it. In the end, over a 10-day period, 8 million people saw the post. Chicago police also had suspicions too. They kept an eye on the airport, and it was a habitual airport luggage thief. They caught him pinching something else. He said, "I've got a guitar." Harry was reunited with his guitar. He flew back into Chicago, picked up the Mohan Veena this week, so he's got his guitar back. But the lovely thing was that people said they would make him a guitar, and in the end, he kind of, as he said, I kind of let go of it. Even though it was so important to me, I thought, it's only a guitar. And once I let go of it, it was found. Anyway, good start. The Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. A long conversation. This time last year, I was at the European Blues Union Challenge, and it takes place this year in Latvia, in Riga. And therefore, let's go to some of the contestants, shall we? Here are from France, the band called Shake Your Hips and My Little Pretty. Sound fun? That's the band representing France. La Belle Francais, the band are called Shake Your Hips and My Little Pretty. It's very difficult when you're representing the country because you only get 20 minutes, so you've really got to show how good you are in 20 brief minutes. There are 19 bands taking part. This year's, as I say, are in Riga in Latvia, and that's going to be taking place in about 6 weeks' time. That's from the band Shake Your Hips. Let's stay with shakes and go to this time Walter Shaky Horton, fine harmonica player, one of the original harmonica players who influenced so many other people over the years. Died, 30-odd years ago now, and his last album was almost impossible to get hold of. I know at one stage it was fetching hundreds of dollars if he could get a vinyl copy of it, and this is an album just been reissued. It came out some 11 or 12 years ago called Live at the Knickerbocker, and it's just been reissued again now. It's brand new on JSP Records. Walter Horton in his final stages of his life. I reckon this probably is his last recording. It's called Two Old Maids. What a good title. Cornelius, last recording ever back in the 1980s. It must have been in his middle 60s at the time. Hold that note. It was amazing. Walter Shaky Horton from the brand new reissued album called Live at the Knickerbocker, just been issued on JSP Records. And there you heard Two Old Maids. From Two Old Maids to One Old Man, it's the Raven and the Blues. Our last live session on the boat was last year in early December. And that was the wonderful Lake Street Dive when they came into the boat. Their album's just been released. A mixture of all kinds of genres, some of it very non-bluesy, some of it far more bluesy. I think it's lovely. Here they are with a track from Bad Self-Portraits, and this is called Better Than.
I could spend ages reading the I could spend days singing the blues, but I turn up the TV light, give up without a fight. Better than pretending to know what's wrong or what's right. I could spend ages asking myself why. There's a million ways that I could say
to me, Lake Street Dive. Bad Self-Portraits, the brand new album release. And that is just so lovely. It's called Better Than. If you like that, you won't like the whole album necessarily because it's very mixed. So if you have a chance, go to iTunes or Amazon or whatever and listen to the tracks, and then you can choose the ones you want. The whole album is, I think it's fabulous. Okay, let's change altogether now. You know, people, you have these things, and if you could have a dinner party, who would you have a dinner party with, live or dead? For me, if I could live somewhere back in the past, it would be 1979 in Los Angeles at a hotel called the Tropicana, because living in the hotel was Tom Tom Waits, Frank Zappa, Ricky Lee Jones, and this gentleman, Chuck E. Vice. And it was Chuck E. Vice who inspired Ricky Lee Jones to have her first hit single, Chuck E.'s In Love. We featured him many times over the years. He's a good friend of Johnny Depp. He's got a new album coming out this year. Not quite sure when. It's a taster from the album, though. Here's Chuck E. Vice and Boston Blackie.
He's a rotten apple no one likes, cause he will steal from the blind. She's a dirty little sociopath that never cleaned a big behind. He just got out of Angola, 20 years of stretch he didn't commit. She was involved with a certain kind of love, you know, that superficial wit. Well, I'm just like Boston Blackie, and I am. Well, I'm just like Boston Blackie, and I am. Friends to those who have no friends. Friends to those who have no friends. He's a sorry, sad, sad sucker that is looking for an easy way out. She a 44-year-old teeny bopper that is sadly lost a good looks bow. He's a big crazy man that falls me home from work every day. She's a very loose, floozy girlie that has trouble giving it away. Just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. Well, I'm just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. Well, I'm just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. Friends to those who have no friends. Friends to those who have no friends. Freddie, Eddie, Mary, Sarah, Barry, Larry, Harry, Carrie, Tom, Ron, Don, John. They come on by, they too long. Come on by and stay too long.
Chuck
Where's
E.
Peter?
Where's Peter? Chuck E. Vice from the forthcoming album Red Beans and Vice. What a great title. His previous albums, Old Souls of Wolf Tickets and Extremely Cool. Extremely Cool is a great album. We must go back to those. And that is a track called Boston Blackie. Good stuff indeed. I mentioned that Lake Street Dive were the last people who were on session on the boat. And that was way back last year in December. And since then, we've been session free. There have been reasons behind it, which you will hear about in the future. But our first live session of the year comes in a couple of weeks' time. And it's going to be unusual in the sense it's somebody you've never heard of before. It's somebody I hadn't heard of before until 3 or 4 days ago. It's somebody who really isn't at all big in the blues scene and has been, well, out. He's below the radar, really. But I heard his voice and I said, Yes, please. He's got a great story to tell. It's going to be a fabulous session. His name is Devonport. That's not his full name, but that's the name he works under. The album, which will be released this year later on, is called Blues and More, although I think this goes back some years anyway. But here he is making the debut on the show, and he's going to be our first live guest in a couple of weeks' time. Here he is with Billy Billy. Impressive, eh? His name is Devonport. The album, I think, recorded some years ago. It's called Blues and More. To me, resonances of people like Marvin Gaye and Bobby Womack and bits of Sam Cooke in there as well. Fabulous voice. And that's called Billy Billy, and he'll be on the Raven and the Blues in some 2 weeks' time, is our first session of 2014. Followed, I think, after that, in a couple of weeks after that, by Rabbit Foot, with Carla and Jamie coming along for that. Looking forward to that too. Okay. A sampler album which you can buy online from Pro Vogue Records, over 60 minutes of great blues music. It's called Where Blues Meets Rock, Volume 9, which is odd because I've never seen any volume before this, so there must be another 8 volumes which have missed me and passed me by. But there's some tracks on it, mostly culled from albums, therefore, which I've already got, but not this one. It's unknown to me. It's Matt Schofield and Get Away.
Catch the moment.
amazing Matt Schofield, a track unreleased, but available on the When Blues Meets Rock Volume 9 album. And there you heard Getaway. I'll put links to that on the Raven and the Blues page, which, you, as always, you will find at raven.dj. I mentioned the European Blues Union Challenge taking place in a month's time in Riga in Latvia. 18 bands from across Europe all taking part. We featured David Migden, who's representing the UK, last week. Here's the house band, not the house band, the home band from Latvia. They're called the Lavericks Band, and they sound like this.
Thank you.
Lavrik's band out of Latvia, representing Latvia at the European Blues Union Challenge on the 11th and 12th of April in Riga. And Paul Stiles and Ashwin Smythe from the UK are both going across, lucky devils. And it's going to be a good session. Mind you, that's a six-minute track, and you only get 20, so they'll have to probably shorten that down a bit if they're going to use that in their set. Okay. From the Raven and the Blues, moving along now to Little Toby Walker from the album called Little Toby Walker. Here is a track called Swing Bean. New album is called What You See Is What You Get. That's a track taken from it. That's Toby Walker. And a track which is called Swing Bean. There's a guy who's played with Bob Margolin, Hans Taysink, Pintop Perkins, JJ Cale. Been around a while and also has a whole range of instruction DVDs as well for guitar techniques and the like. But Toby Walker there from his brand new album and Swing Bean. Talking of new albums, here's another one, new one, which comes from Tommy Castro, and the album, which is the title of which is hidden inside the sleeve notes here. What's it called again? The Devil You Know. That's right. Tommy Castro, The Devil You Know. And the track we're playing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Should we start that again? Tommy Castro, She Wanted to Give It to Me.
Checking out the scene. She looked like a girl, been around the world, a cover of a magazine. No matter what you hear, let me be clear, baby, I'm a man of my word. That girl was hot, but you really ought not believe everything that you heard. She wanted to give it to me, but I didn't take it. She wanted to give it to me. To me.
see. Brother, by the look on my face, I've been hypnotized. I looked in her eyes and started floating off into space. I tried to be strong, but her legs were long. She must have been some kind of dancer. She was working on me, it was plain to see. She wasn't taking no for an answer. She wanted to give it to me.
Alligator Records, Tommy Castro, the album The Devil You Know, and She Wanted to Give It to Me. Up to New York, the Halle DeVestin brand, the album Fabo Baffo Small Show. And here they are with Money Ain't Time.
Time to know.
of New York State, taking no prisoners, and as they say on their website, taking names as well, the Halle DeBeston Band, from their album Fabo Baffo Smasho and Money Ain't Time. And that's it, I'm afraid. The time is running out for us on The Raven and the Blues. The hour is almost up. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Website, of course, as always, at www.ravenblues.co.uk. Email address, you can donate to the programme, subscribe to the show, download the podcast app. So on your smartphone, wherever you are, the brand new shows are always there. Let's close with something I've played before. It's not blues, but it's nice. And as you know, I tend to play things which I like on the programme, even though they may not fit the blues genre altogether, in the hope that you'll like them too. Her name is Mary Gauthier. She had this as a single and an album track, and I featured it many, many years ago. She's now got a new live album just come out called Live at Blue Rock, just been released. And on the Live at Blue Rock album, she does this track too. So we'll close with it as well. If, like me, you are like the occasional glass of wine, I'll dedicate this to you. Mary Gauthier, have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. Here she is with I Drink.
We'd get home at 5:30. Fix his drink and sit down in his chair. Pick a fight with mama. Complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. Ain't so bad alone here.